You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. Are you hungry? I'm Lisa Berry, and Art and Soul this week is about the culinary arts in our area. And joining us is local writer and food expert, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
I'm hungry.
I know. If you're not, you will be at the end of this conversation. We try to bring you the latest information, and Jessica is staying on top of everything happening in our area. Where do you want to begin?
Good question. Let's talk about a couple of the big food events that are happening in Ann Arbor in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Always look forward to Taste of Ann Arbor.
Yes.
It's always the first weekend in June.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming up on Sunday, and it runs, starts off at 11 o'clock in the morning and runs until 5 in the afternoon. You know, weather is often changeable this time of year.
Right.
Who am I kidding? It's Michigan. It's always changeable,
right?
So I always check the weather forecast. My best bet is always you get there early. I get there right at 11 o'clock, and then you are there before a lot of the big lines form. But let me step back a second and tell you a little bit about what Taste of Ann Arbor is.
Yes.
40 restaurants from the Ann Arbor area set up booths, and they offer little bite-sized tastes of some of their best favorite dishes. You can buy tickets that that allow you to buy little bites of food, and everything costs somewhere between $1 and $4. You can try, maybe you haven't tried all these restaurants in Ann Arbor. Maybe there's an Indian place you haven't tried. Maybe you haven't tried those fish tacos or, you know, some great dessert from the Earl or something. Here's your chance to get a little taste of every little thing that you're interested in, and then you know which ones you want to come back and try.
See, someone like me who's a grazer, and I don't really like big portions, it's the perfect event because you can go from restaurant to restaurant and just have a little taste of this and a little taste of that. And it's a great way to experience all the different restaurants in downtown Ann Arbor.
It has been a highlight of my summer since I first moved here as a teenager. So yeah, I am with you 100%.
Okay. And then also, is it the next week? It's restaurant week?
So yeah, a week later, June 11th, runs Sunday through Friday, is Ann Arbor Restaurant Week. It's twice a year they roll out this great program. You know, some people question, is this a great deal? So it's $15 lunches, $28 multi-course dinners. Probably wouldn't call it a great deal. You're not going to be going and making a killing on on dinner. But what it is an opportunity, again, to try things. So here's my strategy. I love the restaurants that offer two-for-one. So go with friends, and you can get two lunches for $15 or two dinners for $28. Still multiple courses. I have a couple of favorite places if I'm looking for a better deal. Arbor Brewing Company offers a great menu, and you can get a beer with your dinner if you like to drink beer. They also have a nice variety of vegetarian, vegan, and
poutine.
Carnivore. Yeah.
Do you like poutine?
I like the poutines at Arbor Brewing Company. We've tried them all. They're all really good.
Mm. It's an acquired taste.
Is it? I don't know. Gravy and cheese curds. What's so crazy about that?
But it's not like chicken gravy. It's got a little something.
So they
it.
Got a mushroom gravy.
Okay.
That's really good there.
Maybe I'll have to try that.
Check that out.
Because, you know, on all my healthy eating plans, French fries and
gravy that's not high on the list.
Right at the top.
Well, the other one I love is Neapolis, and it's really family friendly.
Yes.
You get salad or a pizza. You get to make your own pizza, or you get to choose the toppings for your pizza, and they make it right in front of you. That's another great destination. Alternate plan would be to go to a place that's a little more expensive. Usually what the ticket per person is more than $28, like a Logan or a Pacific Rim. Then you get smaller portions, multiple courses, and you keep the costs contained. So I recommend those. Places like Logan or Pacific Rim, keep in mind that very small dining rooms, and so if you want to go there for restaurant week, you want to get on and make reservations as soon as possible.
And I think there's a lot to be said for planning in advance. We'll put the link on our website here at WEMU.org because there's a lot of different restaurants, and they list all their options.
So 55 different restaurants.
Yeah, so you can plan ahead, pick out what looks good to you and what might taste good.
And you can sort by restaurants that offer vegetarian. You can sort by restaurants that have the two-for-one deal, so it's a good website for that.
Seems like the coffee competition is really kicking up in the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti area.
Lots of great coffee options. It's sometimes hard to decide. And sometimes what happens then is that some places find that the competition is too fierce. And that's what we found out on Main Street with Espresso Royale Cafe. They opened that location back in 1991.
It's kind of historic.
You know, that's where you go and you get your iced coffee and you sit on Main Street and watch the characters go by. But they have announced that they're closing up that location. Luckily, State Street will remain, and I can't imagine State Street without Espresso Royale Cafe, yeah. But Main Street will have to make do with Starbucks, Mighty Good Coffee, Shinola. Just around the corner, you've got Sweetwaters. Around the other corner, you've got Ruse Roast and Avalon. There's a lot of choices.
Yeah, there are. Do you know what's going in where it used
to be? I have not heard anything yet.
And then there's a big change coming in Ypsilanti's coffee landscape.
Right. So I know we talked earlier this year about the Ugly Mug suddenly changing names, right? They closed and then came back with a new name, Cross Street Coffee. Well, now you can find the listing online. They're selling the building and the business for $500,000. No one is responding to comments at this point, so we don't really know what the story is behind that.
You think it'll be sold?
I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens.
We'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, you keep hearing about more and more craft beer places opening. And is there yet another?
It seems as though every other day you hear about another. It's almost hard to keep track of them all.
You don't think it's going to get tapped out?
Oh, what a nice pun there.
Just came to me.
Well, not far from where I live is a new place opening called Pileated Brewing. And it's opening on South Industrial.
Okay.
And it's just maybe a block away from Ruse Roast, that Ruse Roast on Rosewood. It's South Industrial right by Jewett Street. It's just a brewery with a small tap room attached. And it's being opened by a couple of Ann Arbor teachers, one an art teacher, I think, and a chemistry teacher.
It's all about chemistry. People don't realize that. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. They met at the Brewers Guild, and I guess they hit it off, and they're opening this place. So that'll be an interesting thing to check out,
too. Do you know the name?
Pileated Brewing.
Pileated.
Yeah, P-I-L-E-A-T-E-D.
And I have to ask you, and I should probably know the answer, is Jewett Street any relation to Michael Jewett?
You know, we should ask Jewett that. I don't think so.
Get down here.
It should be. We have a picture once that we took of him here for WEMU with him hanging off the Jewett sign.
Oh.
It feels like there must be a connection,
there must
right?
Be. There must be. Well, you know, we talk about and hear about, it seems like every week that Ann Arbor is getting listed in another foodie list somewhere as being a top foodie town. Do we have that cred, that credibility?
Well, how about that New York Times article Jennifer Conlon wrote? And she talked about how we have kind of graduated. I wouldn't say we've graduated yet. And I think we had a reputation that was maybe outsized for what we delivered, but we had a good reputation for a small city. I think we're starting to really grow into that. And a few of the places that Jennifer mentioned in that New York Times article, including Miquette and Avalon Cafe and Kitchen, and Fred's, which is where Babo used to be, I think they all do contribute to us starting to grow into a pretty good destination. I would add my favorite place right now, which is Spencer. Spencer is just phenomenal.
What do you like to get there?
Well, that's the thing. The menu changes all the time. I'll tell you when I like to go. Mondays, so many restaurants are closed in Ann Arbor.
Right.
Mondays, Spencer is open. Not only is it open, but they have deals on wine on Mondays. So
well,
it's
now
a
you're
good
talking.
Time to go.
Now you're talking. Always full of information, and we appreciate your knowledge and insight. You are a food expert, that is. Jessica Webster, thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul.
Always a pleasure, Lisa.